Moving on to the medical therapeutic approaches, again, these were reviewed in the recent American Gastroenterological Association and Joint Task Force on Allergy and Immunology guidelines. Looking at the first class of medical therapeutics, proton pump inhibition, these were given a conditional recommendation based on what was considered to be very low quality evidence, with an overall effectiveness of 42%. The effectiveness of proton pump inhibition as monotherapy is lower than other forms of therapies that are currently available. The second category of medical therapeutics are swallowed topical corticosteroids. The most commonly studied agents here are budesonide or fluticasone. In the AGA-JTF guideline, this was the only therapeutic approach that was given a strong recommendation. The overall effectiveness of swallowed topical corticosteroids in a systematic review conducted by the AGA-JTF was 65%. Consistent histologic benefits were demonstrated across multiple placebo-controlled randomized trials. It is important to note, however, that the current use of swallowed topical corticosteroids is limited to off-label administration because none of these swallowed topical corticosteroids have been approved by the FDA for administration for EoE in the United States. Currently, we're using formulations that were designed for asthma. The third medical category of therapeutics are systemic glucocorticosteroids. In the AGA-JTF guideline, it was stated that swallowed topical corticosteroids should be used rather than oral systemic corticosteroids. This was given a conditional recommendation based on moderate quality evidence. As you would anticipate, there are a lot more systemic adverse effects with systemic glucocorticoids that are not seen with topical corticosteroid administration. The last category of medical options here is endoscopic esophageal dilation. In the AGA-JTF guideline, this was given a conditional recommendation specifically to address dysphagia related to an esophageal stricture. This was based on very low quality evidence. It's important again to emphasize that esophageal dilation does not address the underlying inflammatory process and only addresses symptoms of dysphagia related to an esophageal stricture.